Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peyo Daf Kovches in the Ois Vador edition, Perek Shlishi, immediately after the Mishnah on Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Chozayin and Beis in the last line. Says the Gemara, Tani HaMirug Chaya B'Tchilosoi V'Chaya B'Soifoi. Mirug is obligated in Peyo, in the beginning and in the end. So explains the Gemara in Daf Kovches Amud Aleph on top. V'Ai Dino Mirug, what is a Mirug? Omar Rav Yirmiyah said, Kado de taninon, what we just said in our Mishnah, hamachlik bitzolim, someone who harvests onions, lochim lashuk umikayim yaveshim lagoyin. He takes the moist to put it in the market, and he keeps the dry for the goyin, for the house. So that's what it means, hamiruk, meaning a miruk, he is cutting part of the bitzolim, of the onions, and he's doing part of it, he's leaving home, part of it he's taking out to the market. That's what it really means, hamiruk. And the Maror Puldo explains that mirug is loshon hashmata, means things that you remove, that you take out. So that it refers to taking out the onions. Says the one Rabbi Yossi said different shot. Hadin kitzcho. Kitzcho is a certain type of onion. Kadat zorile, when you plant it, hu ovid botzol dokik. What grows out is a very small onion. And then what? Kadat shotele, when you then plant that small onion, who of it but till rav, then that grows the large onions. So the chiddush is, says Rabbi Yossi, according to this, when it says in the Braisa that the mirug is chayav tchilo and chayav besoif, it means we talk about the katzach, the kitzcho, and the kitzcho, when you plant it, even though there's two types of growth that the kitzcho does, starts with a small onion, then goes to the big onion, you chayav and pay on each. Says the Gemara, what would be the avami that should not be chayav? Why not? The loiken manan amin. If you wouldn't have told me this, what would I would say? Maybe you'll tell me because I'm going to replant it. So that's why it's potim nepeya. Meaning when the first addition of the betzolim, the betzol doki grows, you would say there's no obligation to pay because you're going to replant it. So anything you're going to replant is not chayav peya. That's what you want to tell me? How can you say such a thing, says the Gemara? V'chitim loy lezriya en? What about every wheat? The wheat, you also go and use it to replant the wheat. So you want to tell me wheat is not obligated in peyo? That's the obvious case of chiyu peyo. So you see things that are replanted are not a reason to be putter. So what's the chiddush of the braiso? Says the Gemara, no, chitin rubon la'achilo v'zeh rubon lezriya. Well, chitin, the majority of chitin, you're going to eat it. Some of it, you go and replant. But here, the majority of the batzel dakik, of the small onions, you're going to replant. So that's why I would think that maybe there's no obligation of peyo, and that's a chiddush of the braisa that you are chayav in peyo. Now it comes out that according to Rav Yirmiyah, when we talk about mirug, is talking about the case of a mishnah, that a person goes and has betzolim, some of them he harvests for the market, some of them he leaves home. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's not the case of mirug. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that when you have moist betzolim, which is the case of the Mishnah, you're not chayav peyo when something is moist. I think one's going to ask at a moment, what does it basically do with our Mishnah? But first the Gemara says, al daite de avyirmi, according to avyirmi, that moist betzolim are obligated in peyo. Yerek chayav peyo. Vegetables not chayav peyo. Vegetables, we learned early in the Masechta, spotim in a peyo, because ein mechnis lekiyum. You don't store vegetables. So also betzolim that are moist, you also don't store it. So why is it, according to Rav Yirmiyah, that is chayav epeil? Says the Gemara, minoy mechnis lekiyum. Yeah, you're right that the moist ones you don't keep, but the dry ones you do. So this type of item, this type of vegetable, the onion, is something which does have a way where you do keep it for a long time. So even the moist one that you don't, is chayav epeil. Says the Gemara, what Abisu will do with the Mishnah? That according to the Mishnah says clearly that the moist one is chayav peyo, and he wants to say is not chayav peyo. Says the Gemara, Gomu ve'einu mechusar elo yavish. We're talking about betzolim in the Mishnah that they are finished, are ripe, and they just need to complete the dryness. They have to finish the ripeness. But while it's completely moist, and echanami it's potum in a peyo, and that's how Rabbi Yossi is going to explain our Mishnah, and that's where the braisa that says Amiruk, we're not talking about moist betzolim, we're talking about these betzolim that you're going to replant. Says the Gemara in the Kofchez on base, Tani, leket kitzircho velo leket kiduf. You're chayav in peyo only what you're koitzer, and now would you pull out of the ground if the normal way is to harvest it?
If a person goes and he's not harvesting the normal way, he just takes from the ground to do with it right away a dough. He's not going and collecting it, harvesting the entire field, and then he's going to make with it all the purposes that you use with the wheat. He's taking only a specific amount to make with it a bread. So then he's potum and apel. That's not the normal way to be
koitzer. Even if he's using a machine, the mago is a type of knife, he's using to harvest for his iso, he's still not chayav because it's not considered to be the normal ktsira. But that's only if he has anything left on the field. So then you're saying whatever he took for his own private bread, so that is not chayav and peel. But if he's cutting off the entire field for his bread, so then he will be chayav and peel. So more about Tani, our problem with this. There's a price that says, he has five trees, five vines, and he goes ahead and he cuts it, it brings it to his house, similar to our case, that he's harvesting the wheat in order to make his own bread. So the din is, potur min haperet, we're going to do the gears over here, the Vilna Goyen that Reb Chaim agrees to, potur min haperet, umin hashichicha umin hapeyo. Meaning all these things that require ktsira, a full harvest, you don't do it if you come to take it to your house. Then you potur min hapeyo, shichicha, and also potur from peret, which is the mitzvah that you do in the vines. There's another mitzvah you do where you have to leave for the poor, and that has nothing to do with ktsira, and therefore you chayav in these vines. So the Gemara is asking, there you see if a person harvests everything that he has, the five trees that he has, if he's doing for his house, he's potur min hapeyo. And we said over here that if you complete the field, so then you're chayav in peyo, even if it's only for your own private iso. What's the difference? Why there, when you're doing for your own private thing, you're potur min hapeyo, even though you're completing everything that you have? Says the Gemara, on my view, don't kamei gemuros, kamei sheino gemuros. This is the difference. In the trees you're talking about, that they're not completely ripened. So therefore, there's no chayav peyo if you take it to your own house, even though you did the entire field. But when we're talking about over here, by the iso, our gemuros, we're talking about wheat that was completely grown. So then, if you take a little bit of it to the house, you're not chayav peyo. But once you complete the field, then you are chayav peyo. You could say that both cases talk about either it's finished or not finished. But what's the chiluk? According to the Gersa of Reb Chaim. Meaning what? There we talk about what he wants to use the grapes he's cutting off the vines. He's not going to use it for their complete purpose, which is wine. He's going to use them for grapes. He wants to eat them as fruits, which that's not the usual purpose of a vineyard. So therefore, because he's eating it not in a complete way, and he's taking it for his own private home, so he's potur min hapeyo. But by us, that he's going to do with it, so he's making with it the dough, which that's the main purpose of the wheat. So once he finishes the field, even though he's doing only for his own private iso, he's still chayav and peyo. Says the Gemara, don yalfo minayi, vayi yalfo minadom. Mainly you learn from our case to the case of the vineyard, and from the vineyard, you learn to our case, one you learn one from each other. Meaning, you learn from the vineyard to the iso. The same by the vineyard, when you're using it not for the end purpose, but using it for a middle purpose, using it for the grapes, not for the wine. So you put them in a pail. So also by us, if someone takes the wheat, he wants to eat it in mililois, meaning he wants to eat it raw. He doesn't want to make an iso out of it, he doesn't want to make a dough out of it. So he's not going to be chayav peyo, even though he completed the field, even though he's lo shir, he did not leave anything in the field. And the case of the vineyard learns from our case. If he does harvest the grapes in order to make with it wine, even though he's doing it for his own private purpose, if he does not leave anything in the field, he will be chayav peyo. Only by shir, only if he leaves something in the field, only if he leaves some grapes on the vines, then you'll be potur min hapeyo. That's what the Gemara says. In Bikish Tishtoitz of Yain, he wants to make wine about it. He wants to make for it the end purpose, the end use of this thing. Hu shishir, you must have something left in order to be potur min hapeyo. Tani chayav peyo, even though he's using it for his own private use. So the Gemara is concluding and saying, when a person is doing a harvest, not in the normal way, which means harvesting the entire field in order to sell part of it and give part of it, he's doing it only for himself,
for his own private use. So if he leaves anything in the field, he's always potter min hapeil. If he's not leaving anything in the field, so if it's the not the main use of the thing that he's harvesting, for example, grapes to make with it grapes, and you know, and eat it as fruits, so then he's potter min hapeil. But if it is the main usage of these fruits or these grains, for example, to make an iso, to make a dough, or to make wine, so then he's chayav hapeil, even though he's harvesting it for his own private use. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Kof Ches.